Though there was heavy rain at times, the Agassiz Fall Fair and Corn Festival brought in thousands of people to Agassiz Harrison all the same. Agassiz Agricultural and Horticultural Association President Victoria Brooks said the Fall Fair and Corn Festival is a great example of the community coming together. "It's nice to see the community involvement that we get," she said during the opening ceremony. "This year, the parade was the biggest we had for a number of years. I saw more people watching the parade along the route than I had for a number of years. The pavilion is full of 4-H events, and there's a lot of entries in the Agricultural Hall. There's lots to see and do." The theme for this year was, "How does your garden grow?" Community Garden Society President Lorenz Van Vliet said the local Agassiz Community Gardens has, for the past 25 years, not only been an opportunity for residents to grow fair-worthy produce but a chance for community members to bond and form lifelong friendships. The morning kicked off with the traditional Fall Fair Parade, led by a local RCMP officer with the Harrison Highlander Pipe Band close behind. People lined Pioneer Avenue to cheer on their favorite floats of the day and to welcome two-time Corn Queen Kelsey Keelstra. Keelstra last held the crown in 2022 with her brother, Sean Tay Brink. She is the second ever Corn Queen. Growers, artisans and artists displayed their finest work, animals and produce for all to see on the fairgrounds. Local organizations faced off in a hay bale decorating contest while local farms brought their finest to the Farmer Olympics with Cordine Farms coming out on top. Other traditional competitions included the corn shucking contest for the kids and the celebrity goat milking competition featuring the local Who's Who attempting to milk their goats, who were particularly well-behaved despite the rain. Harrison Hot Springs Deputy Mayor Mitchie Vidal said the fair, to her, was more than an event. "It is a vibrant mosaic woven from our shared passions and local pride in the rich history of agriculture and farming, which has sustained this community for generations," she said during the opening ceremony. "I encourage each of you to explore every corner of the fair, engage with our local competitors and exhibitors and immerse yourself in the rich experience the Fall Fair provides." Though they are celebrated at the same time, the Fall Fair and Corn Festival are technically separate events with their own histories. The first Fall Fair took place in 1901, but the Corn Festival didn't exist until 1949. The Agassiz Agricultural and Horticultural Association estimates the Fall Fair and Corn Festival draws an average of 10,000 people to the community each year.